together. Come on.
You gotta say,
Family to Real Talk with Pastor E and my co-hostess, Minister Carolyn Hamilton. Yes, this is Real Talk with Pastor E, where we're going to continue that discussion, domestic violence right next door. We want to ask all to join in this variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on the messages and worship to God with extravagant respect. And yes, here is the number one disclaimer here on the Now Network. It's family. We are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry and our covenant partners demonstrate God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. And yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will, come on, somebody clap your hands, we will reach the lost and unsaved, and we want you to help us with that goal. Amen. Welcome to Real Talk again. As I said, this is a continuing discussion. It doesn't go away. It's not going to go away unless we do a lot better and get a lot more aware. We've had some dynamic discussions over the previous weeks of this season of 2018, and God has already done some miraculous things. But we know that with our faith and with our trust in Him, God is willing to do more. I remember when I'm looking at being in a situation, no matter if it was self-inflicted or somebody else inflicting on me, I had to go back and realize that if I was in the presence of God and if I was in a great relationship with God, I would have avoided a lot of things that I put myself through or allowed somebody else to put me through. And so today I want to encourage anyone that no matter what has happened, no matter what has been done, no matter what you've done or who you've been or what you've been a part of, God can change your life now. He has not given up on you. We have not given up on you. And guess what? Don't give up on yourself. The number one thing that has helped me in my walk in growing and in elevating in my relationship with God is knowing that it has nothing to do with me. That I had to remove myself out of the equation. I had to get back and let God be who He has said He is. He is the strong. He is the mighty. He is the great. And we want Him to be a part of this discussion, but we need you to be a part too. We need everybody on this broadcast to invite one person right now to get on this broadcast, whether it's been affected or just need to be aware of domestic violence or any type of violence next door. Get them on this broadcast tonight. It's not for ratings. It's for awareness. Domestic violence is a constant abuse. It's an epidemic that is happening across our nation, across our world. But we're more important. We're more focused on right next door and setting a standard that it's not acceptable just to look the other way. It's not okay just not to say anything. It's not okay to see someone being abused, being mistreated, or taken advantage of and not say something. And that kind of opens up a wide range of discussions because there's so many ways that we can be taken advantage of and being abused through violence. Without any further ado, I want to bring on my co-host this morning, Minister Carolyn Hamilton, who is live with us. Good morning, woman of God. How are you? And greetings.
Good morning, Pastor E. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another day above ground and not up under. Yes, so it's a blessing to be back on here today. I'm willing to be a servant of God and to help somebody else other than myself. So thank you again for this platform. And
Amen.
Let's get started. I'm ready.
Amen. Well, I know you have a guest or two coming on board. I believe that some of our covenant partners that have already been a part of this are on the line also. So we want to give an introduction this morning. And I don't write down names with numbers. So if I call your number out and you say he should know me, I'll just let me know and I'll put it in there. Area code 661, last 45787. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pastor E. This is Mr. Butler, Everett Butler. And
hey,
I want to thank
you
all
brother?
For having me again. All is well. I'm blessed by the best.
Amen. We're going to bring you back in. Just wanted to greet you in. Good morning, area code 310, last 49154. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. Good morning, area code 310, last 49154. Okay, that may have been a mistake. We'll go from there. Bring Brother Everett back in. How you doing, man? Want to welcome you back in. You always have the opportunity to share. Minister Carolyn is live right now also.
Right. All is well. Yeah. Pastor, you know, over the last couple of weekends, last weekend I was able to be blessed to go down there and meet my family after 26 years, you know, and it was a four-day family reunion. I was actually knocked off my feet, you know. There were great tears of joy. I was actually also able to go down to Inglewood Cemetery and pay my respects to my mother, who's now in the wall in Inglewood. And, you know, it was a sign of relief as well as a blessing in disguise, you know, because I didn't know what was to come of it, you know. And after meeting all my nieces and nephews and cousins and whatnot that I'd never met that were born in the absence of me, you know, it was mind-blowing, right? However, I'm also of knowledge of the fact of I have a large amount of females in my family, and there's been some abuse in the absence of me, right? And they don't tell me these things, but I know of them, right? You know, because I was once an abuser.
Right.
So I know how men, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, man, yeah, you know. So, but it's all good, you know what I mean? I was loving, you know, being around all of them and just partying and, man, you know, it seemed like it wasn't enough hours in the day, you know what I mean? It's good, you know, I have no complaints, God is good, truly.
Mr. Carroll?
Even more so, though, Pastor, even more so, it's like when a person encounters that type of abuse, like we talk about the abuse next door, those are some of the triggers that sends that person to use, right? Whatever substance,
yeah,
or be it alcohol or whatnot, you know what I mean? And then you wonder why that person is that way. You don't know what happened to that person, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's right. That's so true.
Yeah.
You know,
no doubt. Those are like triggers.
One of the things we've been noticing is even in the homeless community,
right,
a lot of situations began because they had nowhere to go. And everybody turned their backs on them and then they end up being homeless. And as you know as well as I do, homelessness is not something people want to do. But once you get accustomed to it, a lot of people just have drifted off into that lifestyle and don't want to come back.
Yeah, that becomes that learned behavior. I've learned to cope with it, and that's what it is. This is what I use to cope with what I'm going through. Right, you know, like the use of drugs or alcohol, I use this to cope with the abuse that I've encountered. And it's funny we're talking about this because I met a female out where I work at. Her name was Jocelyn, and she just happened to be walking behind me picking up plastic. And I'm like, hey, how did you get there? And she was like, oh, I was just walking picking up plastic. And you look at her, she looked every bit of 13 years old. Come to find out, she just turned 21. And I'll get a long talk with her, and to make a long story short, she's been using heroin and speed since she was 13 years old, right? And I'm like, what are you doing out here in the belly of the beast? I'm talking about you down by the tenderloins of San Francisco. That's like the projects of Los Angeles. What are you doing out here?
Right.
You know what I mean? And she just, you know, through the conversation, she just broke down. She just broke down crying, just telling me everything. And I was telling her, well, you know, within me, you now have a friend. You know, I won't give you money, but I will take money and go buy you something to eat if ever you're hungry. I'm always here, right here in this area in the Union Plaza. You can always come talk to me. You can always come sit and just, if you just want to sit near me and feel, you know, that everything's okay, you can do that.
Right.
And, you know, she felt a sense of relief and appreciation, and she just continued to talk and open up. And I know, like I told her, it was through the grace of God that we crossed paths. This was foreseen by Him. So,
right.
And she was like, funny you say that. And she showed me, like, her chest, and it's a big old tattoo that says God. It's like a chain link tattoo that says God in Old English. I was like, see? See how good He is? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And she wants help. She wants help. It's just, it's a process, you know what I mean? It's a process, you know. And I was telling her, you know, I can't make you get help. You have to want this help. But when you are ready for this help, I do know I can't help you take the necessary steps to get that help.
Right. And that's mm-hmm. that's what we need a lot more of, my brother. See,
yes, sir.
This is not a
yeah.
plan. I want everybody out there to know this is not a planned discussion. We didn't prep ourselves for this. But the Holy Spirit is leading us to know that we need more avenues. We all need the numbers to give out to people, people that want
Indeed.
Help. We need to know the 800-799 safe number. We need to know that there are advocates out there, the domestic violence hotline, the support for sexual assault hotline. There's many hotlines. We're
yes.
going to post these on our Facebook page today, which we've done several times already. We want to keep these numbers out there, that we keep them. That it's just not, well, I don't need that. I'm not. Well, you,
yes.
the person next door may need it. And just a little small paper that's, and this is something I did about 2 weeks ago. I identified, that young lady is in an abusive situation. Then I seen the young
yes,
man
sir.
Come in for a small amount of time. And I want people to know, do not interact with the abuser. It's gonna inflate and explode. But I took and wrote down the domestic hotline number and folded up
right.
in a piece of paper and just went over and was just praying with people around her, and then made my way to her. And when we touched hands, I gave her the piece of paper in prayer that, Lord, when we need help, give us a number to call. And nobody even knew what would happen. But we have to be strategic. We have to be smart. But you got to have the information to tell people and to get them somewhere
yes,
that they can get help, and get help right now. A lot of people need help right now, and there's
yes.
nowhere to send them.
And then that's God honest truth.
Yes.
Praise
Mr. Carolyn, I don't worry. Where you at?
I'm right here. And can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sitting in my car with the air on, because you always say it's too noisy. But listen, I am just sitting here, and I am just, like, smiling, and it's like, just to listen to Everett. You know, I called a minister Everett the other day, and he kind of chuckled, and he was like, no, I'm not a minister. I said, look, we finna claim it, Pastor. He called you that. But look, he ministered to somebody. Glory to God.
Yes,
no, he
yes.
ministered. He
yes.
ministered to
yes.
someone.
No doubt.
And then
right.
I just thought about what you said about we got to have those numbers. And I need business cards now. So I'm thinking the hotline numbers could be on the back of those business cards. And
yes.
we could
yes,
just
they can.
Pass them on. Like you said, if we see somebody, they could think they get one card and flip it over on the back, and it's like, look, sugar, I know you need help. Here you go.
Okay, we're making notes. All right, we're making some notes now.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
yes.
I think this is a topic. I believe Mark Gerson is on the line. He Mark got shot a couple of – I don't know. It's a 562 number, but I didn't tell him to press 1. Do you see a 562 number?
Hold on 1 second. No, I don't. I mean, there's
a
couple on here, but I know who those belong to.
Okay, so he was trying to stay woke. He sleeps all during the he's up all night, but he's in a home, and he was in domestic violence situations as well, being a youngster. and he was shot 13 times and he's paralyzed. So he was supposed to be, and he did. And he said,
can you guys hear me?
Yes,
you can.
Can you guys hear me?
Okay,
yes, we can.
Clearly.
Okay, Renee came out. I'm trading cars now. He said that when he was on the ground and the guy came and was shooting him point blank, that he called on God. And he said, God, he said, and something told him, I said, that was God that told you to pick up a trash can tin trash can and cover up his face and his chest. He said he did that. And then somebody ran around the corner and heard the gunshots and heard the gunshots and seen him laying there and yelled at the guy to stop.
Uh-huh.
So he was really excited about being on the show. He wanted to tell his story. He's blessed in the Lord now. He's a member of a church, and he's learning how to care for himself. And his situation is that I started, like, Bible study with him over the phone. And he's just awesome.
Right.
And he's another one of us. He came from the streets and done a lot of things wrong in his life, but he's telling
us
that God did not take his life from him. He said, even though he's paralyzed, he's thankful that he had another chance to make it right. And he ministers to people. So, yeah, it's awesome just to see the guys come out, the guys that once used to be a part of the problem.
Right.
That are now trying to be a part of the solution. And it's just awesome.
Oh,
I just smile all the time when I hear Everett, and then when I talk to Mark, and you know, it's a trip.
Yeah, it's really a blessing, and real quick, you know, I have been looking for this one brother. He's actually he has life without in prison, right? And last time I saw him, I was in Lancaster prison in 2002, and they parted me and sent me to another one. With that being the case, I have been searching for him, and my female companion, she found him, and he's in Donovan. And yesterday, through the grace of God, I was able to surprise him and talk to him on the telephone, right?
My God.
And it just knocked the brother off his feet, right? And I was like, bro, I'm out here now. I'm here for you. Just tell me what you need. He said, man, I'm all right. I'm married. All I need is some pictures. I said, man, I got stacks of pictures for you. That's nothing, right? So it was just like, I was just blown away that the brother's all right. You know what I mean? He's down on a level 2 now, which is the lowest level he can go on, living dorm, which takes some adjustment after living that, you know, that level 4 lifestyle for so long, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
the brother Jerome is doing all right, man. And I was just, like, blown away that I was talking to him. He probably was tripping and I was screaming, but I was just so elated that, like, man, what's up, bro? I've been hunting you down, man. I never forgot you. And, you know, it was just like, God did that. You know what I mean? He brought him back in my path for a reason. You know, once again,
yes.
I'm letting him know, bro, I no longer practice that antisocial way of living. I'm on a pro-social path, which we both are in the process of changing on that 4-yard, but it was a process once again. It doesn't happen overnight. So it was some things we still practiced, while it was some things we had let go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it just continued to progress. It progressed,
man,
you know what I mean?
Had
he not
God
changed,
so
he wouldn't be where he is now. Oh, by all means, you know what I mean?
God is so good. Oh, my God.
You know, he's the greatest, you know? And, yeah, you know, and just to talk to the brother, know that, you know, he's still standing tall. He ain't gave up. He's not letting the fact of what they put on his back weigh him down. He's continued to put one foot before the other, and he has my support. And I know he has our support, you know what I mean, because he's doing the right thing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's Mr.
Right.
Jerome Martin, for the record, man. You know what I mean? He grew up over there on the west side of it.
We're going to add him to our covenant prayer list. Said Jerome Martin.
Good brother, man. Yeah, Jerome Martin.
All right. Got that down. Definitely, he is in.
Yeah,
he is in the family. That is awesome. See, it's you know, God puts us back where he wants us to be, that we can be effective in people's lives, but we just got to be ready to go right now.
Right.
And a lot of us are trying to, and I'm speaking to somebody in particular. I don't know who you are, but some of us are waiting on time when now is the time. You can make a difference in someone's life. You can help someone to transition to the next level. And all you have to do is say yes. Now, before we go to the next level, I want to open up the lines. If anybody is on this call and you have a story, something's going on in your life or next door and you need help or advice, dial 1 right now. We want to bring you in. But I have a message that I want to just read a couple of scriptures. I'm not going to preach this morning, but I want to, and I can, but I won't. I'm going to just want to share a couple of scriptures with you, Brother Everett. This is exactly for you.
Right.
Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, this is a scripture probably everybody's memorized, but it says, if anyone, that is so broad right there, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new again. Now, most people stop there, but I want to take you a little bit farther, 18, 19, 20, and 21. It says, now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Oh, my God. You mean he's given us all? I didn't have to go to seminary. I didn't have to go to college. All I had to do is be in Christ Jesus. My life is new now. And because I've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, he's given each and every one of us a ministry of reconciliation. You've just been ordained. Now, someone says, what's reconciliation?
Man.
Reconciliation is very easy. All it is righting the wrong. Oh, my God. But anything that was dark, now it's light. Anything that was down, now it's up. So you, my brother, as well as myself and everyone else under the sound of my voice, have been given a ministry of reconciliation. But let me show you why. A ministry of reconciliation, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So now, not only a ministry, but he's given you a word of reconciliation. But watch this. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. Oh, my God. Look, you see that when he gives you a ministry of reconciliation, he gives you a word of reconciliation. Now he makes you an ambassador. Oh, my God, that you can be a mouthpiece for God. That's all it is. This ministry thing, this pastor thing, the fivefold, the titles and all that, it boils down to one simple thing, being a voice for God. Can you be a vessel for God? Then you've just been ordained.
Indeed. Indeed.
If you can tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus, you don't need a piece of paper. All you need is the Spirit of God and the reconciliation by going to God through Jesus Christ. You got it all right there. You just got your certificate. You just got your license and your ordination all in one by being in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Call, dial 1 and get in on the conversation. We want to hear from you. I hope that blessed you, my brother. Because as soon as she said that, the Lord said, don't let him leave here without that one. And I dare you to read chapter 5, the whole chapter, about 3 times. That first time, just for familiarity, ask the Lord to show you great revelation. That second time, go back and say, no, I need greater revelation. And then on that third time, my brother, just soak and bask in the presence of God and watch him reveal some great things to you that you will go to a next level in him.
I shall.
Amen. We dropped the minister. Oh, no, she's back. We dropped her, but she's back now. Minister Carolyn.
Okay.
You're back.
Yeah,
I know. I thought we had lost her. Minister Carolyn, you're back on.
Okay, Pastor E, I'm going to be on line 909. That's the number that's in the car now. And I can hear you guys better. Are you there?
Oh, Lord.
I'm here. Yeah. So the 909 4987 number?
Yes.
Got you. Okay, you need to mute that number there so there won't be any bouncing.
Okay. I'm going to hang it up.
Okay, because I have you open on the other line right now.
Okay, I'm on the line.
All right,
so,
perfect.
So we are... talking. That was awesome what you said. And I'm in a car with Evangelist Renee now. So did you want to say anything, Evangelist, about speak to Pastor E, talk about anything that's going on?
No, first I just want to give an honor to God and just give reverence to Pastor E and the radio station that's at hand. I'm coming in on the tail end of things, but I'm sure that just listening to what Pastor E is saying, how revelation and how God has given it to us, I know for a fact for myself that as being someone that has been in the street and going through the situation, what I just went through of being engaged to a gentleman that just came home from prison and was with him for 3 years, and he allowed the world to suck him in, and the enemy stole his foundation that he had established inside the walls. That this enemy is cunning, powerful, baffling. He comes and kills, steal, and destroy. And the Lord has given us an out right here, right? The Lord has given us an out, and those that don't use the subjection, hallelujah, thank you, God, right now, the subjection of Christ, then they will absolutely lose their life to these streets and this world, because that's all they know. As far as mental abuse, violence abuse, physical abuse, that has been going on since the beginning of the book. Of Genesis, and it's going to end in Revelation. Hallelujah. It's going to end in Revelation with the Lord and Satan. So, I've been going through a lot because I was getting married next week, and I had everything planned, and the enemy got into my ex's head and destroyed what he had so fruitfully that was given to him by not being knowledgeable of keeping his word close at hand. So if anyone out here that's listening to me as a woman of God and one that has done a lot of time in prison, it is with everything that I have in my heart to tell you that it's very, very profound, and that you should really know that the word of God is what will structure your life and keep you on ground. Once you let that word go or your walk with Christ, you're doomed. And that's just the way it is, you know. This week has been
That's pretty cutthroat and to the point, because without him, we can do nothing. But with him, oh, my God. See, somebody ought to get excited right now, because with
him, I
can do whatever he puts before me. But it's up to me to go through with purpose instead of going through with self. See, that's what gets us in big trouble is when self gets involved and purpose gets out the way. What is purpose?
Yes.
Purpose is telling somebody about the goodness of Jesus and how you better stay him, because without him, you're doomed.
Most
people say, well, you got another chance. You can mess up again. I don't. One more mess up for me, I'm done. I don't have another go. I don't never have another try. I don't have another get back. One more wreck for me, that's it. And I know that I've been instructed that, because he pulled me out of the Murray clay. He pulled me out of myself, and that's where my sins always lie, was in myself. Oh, Lord, thank you for taking away self. But I want to tell you out there, self does not die just like that easy. It takes you to put self down. It takes you to put self under you, under your foot. And then watch God rise up, that we can live and be blessed with him. Bless you, woman of God. And you know what? We're praying with you. And we're going to see you next weekend for the backpack giveaway. I know you'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. So I want to invite you out, Pastor E, August the 4th. I need for you to come to Skid Row. We're going to have a gospel parade August the 4th. It's starting at 11 a.m. They're going to block off all the streets. And we're going to march for the Lord. You know, I know you've never been to one of those missions with me, so it would be great to have you to come out, to speak, to share. And anyone else on the line will come out for the gospel parade. Come on, we need
to get him out of the shower.
We have
definitely,
to be at Brenda's.
Definitely get me give me a flyer or whatever information it is, and I'll definitely be there and be a part.
Okay, I'll catch it to you, okay?
Amen, amen.
Thank
all right,
you
bless
so
you.
Much.
Oh, yes, yes, ma'am. Anybody else? We got a few more minutes. You know, like I say, we're here to just to talk and get it out there and to be proactive. We want a Saturday morning, so we don't definitely don't want to just linger on and just talk to talk, but we want to be effective. There's somebody on this line that needs help right now. We want you to dial one. You don't have to disclose your name. We have a private green room here that we can talk to you and have one of our minister covenant partners get on there with you and myself and talk and get you the information you need. Or you just may just want to give a shout out here on the network. We want to give you that opportunity right now to dial one. While you're waiting, we want to make this announcement. Next Saturday, July 21st, we are doing the third annual backpack giveaway with Sisters Working Against Gang Violence, P2P Ministries, SWAG, Now Network, and the Jesus Boys are sponsoring this event. We got live
That's
entertainment. Two Crunk with Jesus will be in town from H from Houston. Myself.
Right.
Yes, I am. Myself and Pastor Purpose will be the ongoing entertainment. We still need your help. We need backpacks. We need supplies. We need uniforms. We need shoes. We need socks. We need snacks. We
I
need anything that can help the children of this area. We're going to be at Lauren Miller Park, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. next Saturday, 2717 South Halldale Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90018. If you don't have to, if somebody say, I don't have any finances, well, you can come out and help us. We need volunteers to help set up. We need volunteers to minister to the children. We need your help. So any way that you can help us, we want to invite you to come out next Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Lauren Miller Park, this third annual backpack school uniform giveaway live. And we'll be doing the entertainment. Plus, we also have Billy Bird's Barbecue going to cater some barbecue out there. We're going to have hot dogs, snacks, and everything for the kids out there that we want to make this a dynamic event, that they now have some encouragement to go into this next year with excellence. We need your help, as I said. So please get in touch with us, and you can get in touch with myself, Minister Carolyn. You can donate through the P2P link or any means necessary. Get the cash to us, or get or go buy the stuff yourself and get those items to us. We would be in so much appreciation. Area code 22568, last four 6836, Evangelist Virginia. Good evening and welcome to Real Talk.
Well, good evening. Good evening.
I mean, good morning. Good afternoon there.
well, good morning. Good morning. And I want to encourage Minister Keller. And Minister Keller, how are you this morning?
Hold on, let me unmute her mic again. There she is.
Minister, I want to get.
Is that Mother Valentine on it? Is that Mother Valentine?
Don't
yes,
call
ma'am,
her.
I'm here.
That, yes, that's Evangelist Valentine.
Minister Keller,
I want to
encourage you, my sister. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I missed you so much.
And I miss you, too. I miss all of y'all. But guess what? God is working on it. And I'm telling you, y'all going to be surprised. But I want to say to you today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are doing such an awesome job. You're doing such a good job with Violet Next Door. And that is your ministry. I need to hear me. You hear me. Are you hearing me? This are your ministry. And I want you to keep doing what you're doing. You keep reaching out to the people. You keep doing what God called you to do, because you are doing an awesome job. You are doing a mighty job, and God is with you. I'm listening to you, and I hear your voice, and you are so excited, and you are not the same Keller. You are a new Keller, and I want you to walk in the things of God. I want you to talk like God. I want you to act like God. I want you to, you do it all in the name of Jesus, my sister. I love you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You are so awesome.
Amen.
And you're doing such a wonderful job on this network on Saturday morning. And I want
Thank
to say
you,
to you, Mr. Carolyn, I love you, my sister.
I love you too, Evangelist.
Hallelujah.
You. Hey, I got an emotion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead on and thank him. Lift your hand and tell him. tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him thank you for this day. Tell him thank you for the dollar next
Jesus.
Show.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hey, hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless you too, woman of God. We know God is doing a good work through in and through you, so it's not a question.
Y'all ain't thought nothing yet.
For me.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know what you're
saying. Well, bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else, we're going to give you an opportunity to come in, shout out. Other than that, we want to remind you again next weekend that we're going to be having the third annual backpack school supply uniform giveaway. Bring it all. We want to really encourage the youth of this community, and that they have a better chance this year to do better. Last year they were without, and we were really pushing. I know Mr. Carroll and them did this last year, and we could have did better. This year we want to come off the top. We've gotten several donations already. We're looking for more. We did post a, and I want to make this disclosure. We did post a donation button on one of the flyers that's been removed. The avenue of which the funds were coming back is not there anymore. So we want to redirect anyone that is going to give to contact me. I'll send you the P2P link that you can do it straight through PayPal. And we can get that taken care of, or meet us personally. Or like I said, stop by Dollar Tree, stop by Dollar General, stop by Dollar this, 99 that. Buy some supplies, some pencils, sharpeners, pens, notepads, backpacks, socks, shoes, anything you can think of. If you're buying your child, buy double. If you have a child that's in school, buy double and bring that bag to us, and we'll make sure it gets to a very needy youth. We're going all the way from kindergarten all the way up to the 12th grade, and we need supplies for all those children. So don't think we're looking for just young. We're looking for all the necessary things for these kids. Well, family, this has been an awesome broadcast. As always, we are gracious for each and every one of you that support us and follow and get involved. This is a broadcast for you. This is a broadcast for me, that we can all be effective, because, yes, there is domestic violence. There is some sort of violence. There is something that's next door that you could maybe be a beacon of light into. Let God use you like never before. As I said, family, know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you were beautifully made by God. Don't let anybody tell you different. You are God's greatest miracle. Start to act like it in Jesus' name. And it's not by power. It's not by might. It is by his faith. So walk by it in Jesus' name.
Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life. Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know y'all sinners in this thing called life, but I might have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh is weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't feel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed for my burdens, my Lord. Look, you left them down. You was there, said, put them on my tab. Me, not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Missing just to look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I give you purpose to worship me in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me. You hurt, son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place.